Well, as we just heard, many Israelis feel strongly that the international community has failed Israel in its hour of need. In Europe, public opinion has landed mainly on the side of the Palestinians. There have been pro-Palestinian rallies in many European cities, and some officials have suggested imposing sanctions against Israel. At the same time, as NPR's Sylvia Poggioli reports, a wave of attacks against synagogues and Jewish cemeteries in Europe has prompted fears of rising anti-Semitism.
For the last several weeks, a campsite has been set up in a park near the Rome City Hall. The pounding rhythm of a Palestinian song overcomes the din of Roman traffic as Italian and Palestinian activists pin anti-Israeli posters to tree trunks. The slogans are Sharon terrorist, the Intifada has no borders, and Palestinian Holocaust. Andrea is a young Italian leftist.
The Jewish Holocaust is a closed chapter. What is dramatic today is that precisely those who were victims of that Holocaust are unaware that they are now the perpetrators of a Nazi-like aggression, of a genocide.
The Italian left, like its counterparts elsewhere in Europe, shifted from a pro-Israeli to a pro-Palestinian stand following the 1967 Six-Day War. The left saw the Palestinian cause as a national liberation struggle. And in the 70s, European governments realized just how dependent they were on Middle East oil. In subsequent years, some Arab perpetrators of terrorist attacks on European soil were allowed to go free. But Europe's anti-Israeli tone has rarely been so strident as it is now. A cartoon last week in the Italian daily La Stampa, traditionally a liberal newspaper, depicted a baby Jesus looking up from the manger into an Israeli tank, saying, "Don't tell me they want to kill me again." The Portuguese Nobel Prize-winning writer José Saramago, after a recent visit to the West Bank, compared Ramallah to Auschwitz. And the Vatican Daily, L'Osservatore Romano, wrote last week that the land of Jesus has been profaned by tanks and guns and is a daily victim of extermination. Victor Magyar, a leader of the Rome Jewish community, is very worried.
Very strong and very dangerous language. And the risk is that ancient Catholic argument against Jews can revive.
Some of the strongest language can be found among European anti-globalization activists. After visiting the West Bank, French anti-global leader José Bové, known for his battles against McDonald's, described Palestinians behind barbed wires and watchtowers, an apparent allusion to Nazi concentration camps. The nemesis of the European anti-global activist is the multinational corporation. Henrik Broder, reporter-at-large for the German weekly Der Spiegel, says an old demon is showing its ugly head again.
One of the oldest images is the Jew ruling the world, or the Jew being behind communism or capitalism, pulling the strings and ruling the world and doing harm to other nations. And so if you are against globalization, you've got to be against the Jews. It goes hand in hand.
Several members of the Norwegian Nobel Peace Prize Committee said that, if they could, they would demand the return of the prize awarded in 1994 to Israeli Foreign Minister Shimon Peres, but not the one assigned to co-winner Yasser Arafat. Henrik Broder says Europe as a whole hasn't faced its collective responsibility for what happened to European Jews in World War II.
And now they got the great chance to blame the Jews, the Israelis, for what happened in the Middle East. And that's a great guilt relief action for the Europeans.
With the presence of large Muslim immigrant communities in their midst, Europeans fear the Middle East conflict could spill over and threaten their own security. But French political analyst Dominique Moisy says last week's failure of the EU mission to Israel was a sign of Europe's inability to play a constructive role in resolving the crisis.
It's a sobering test. When the Europeans want to see Arafat, they are not allowed to. When the representative of President Bush wants to see him, he can.
Charles Grant, director of the London-based Center for European Reform, points out that the EU is the biggest provider of aid for the Palestinian Authority.
I think it's a fair criticism to make that in the past the EU has failed to extract political leverage from that assistance in insisting, for example, that the Palestinian Authority be run on a less corrupt and a more democratic way.
European commentators are taking stock of Europe's political impotence. For example, an editorial in a leading Italian daily asked, "What kind of moral authority can Europe demonstrate while anti-Semitism picks up steam and while its religious, intellectual, and political leaders mourn the victims of only one side of the conflict?" Silvia Poggioli, NPR News, Rome.
Oil and caribou, the debate in the Senate coming up on All Things Considered.